أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثال نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح، المصباح في شجاجة شجاجته كأنها كوكب دري، يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونات لا شرقيات ولا غربيات، يكاد زيتها يضيء ولا لم تمسسه نار، نور على نور، يهد الله للنور ويشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس، والله بكل شيء حليم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مسلم هما، I welcome you to today's episode. My name still remains Mashir Rafiq Abiola. Today I will be answering the question that wavers in our heart, that wavers in our mind, as to why we still sin. Why do we still see people committing sin in this month of Ramadan? Even when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that in the month of Ramadan, Shaitan is locked, is chained in hellfire, in Jahannam. So why do we still see people committing sin in this month of Ramadan? Now, firstly, we have to know that there are different types of shayatin with different levels of wickedness. Number one, we have kubuth. There are those who reside in lavatories. It was reported by Hanan that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the privy, he would say, "In the name of Allah, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from male kubuth and female kubadith, the harmful beings, devils." That is in Arabic, "Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kubuth wal-kubadith." Then we still have kinzab, that those who disturb us in our salat. It was narrated by Uthman. Uthman came to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Allah's Messenger, the shaitan intervenes between me and my prayer and my reciting of the Quran, and he confronts me." Thereupon, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There is this, that is the doing of shaitan, who is known as kizab, and when you perceive its effects, seek refuge with Allah from it and speed three times to your left. I did that and Allah dispelled that from me." That is, you say to your left side, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim," and you speed to it as well. And then the third one is married. It is known as the strongest of, subhanAllah, it is known as the one that is more wicked than shaitan. And we still have ifrit. Ifrit is known as the strongest one of them, and their leader Iblis. Now, coming to the question as to why do we still see people committing sin in this holy month of Ramadan. It is well known that shaitan has nothing to do with those who are committed to the true meaning of fasting. Such people are saved from the shaitan influence during this blessed month of Ramadan. Those who adhere to fasting rules and do not violate the etiquettes of fasting on one hand and fulfilling its condition on the other will not be affected by shaitan or by the whispers of shaitan. The hadith does not prove that evil and sins completely and totally disappear in this month, since the evil happens for many reasons other than the devils, such as bad habits, bad people, bad deeds, and so on. Therefore, it is not astonishing to see someone getting involved in magic or committing sins during the month of Ramadan. The hadith point out the great reward and forgiveness that a person gets in this month, and that devils as that bad habits decreases, such as if they were put in chains and not completely and fully eradicated. Abu Huraira stated that the devils that are put in chains during Ramadan are those who can't approach, those who sincerely fast for Allah's sake, and who commit themselves to the high morals of fasting, such as lowering the gaze, refraining from doing any sorts of harms to others. There are those who Shaitan will not have power over during the month of Ramadan. The rate at which people sin for a noticeable level, they are not completely eradicated in this month of Ramadan. And those who sincerely fast for the sake of Allah, that knows the true meaning of Ramadan, that knows the true meaning of what they are doing, they will not be affected by Shaitan, the accursed one. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from Shaitan, the accursed one. We will not be tempted by him, the outcast. And may we be among those Muslims that sincerely adhere to the rules of Ramadan. And may our fasting be accepted, and may we be rewarded in this month of Ramadan. May all our du'a be answered. Amen.
Rabbana salamna fusana wa hilam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Thumma sabila ya sarau uhalla, make our way easier. Amen. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. مع السلامة.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله نور السماوات والأرض. مثال النور كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في شجاجة شجاجته كأنها كوكب دري. يقعد من شجرة مباركة زيتونات لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولا لم تمسسه نار النور على نور يهدي الله للنور ويشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء حليم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Muslim Huma, I welcome you to today's episode. My name still remains Bashir Rafit Abiola. Today I will be answering the question that wavers in our heart, that wavers in our mind, as to why we still sin, why do we still see people committing sin in this month of Ramadan, even when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in the month of Ramadan, Shaitan is locked, is chained in hellfire, in Jahannam. So why do we still see people committing sin in this month of Ramadan? Now, firstly, we have to know that there are different types of shayatin with different levels of wickedness. Number one, we have kubuth. There are those who reside in lavatories. It was reported by Hanan that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the privy, he would say, "In the name of Allah, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from male kubuth and female kubadith, the harmful beings, devils." That is in Arabic. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kubuth wal-kubadith. Then we still have kinzab, that those would disturb us in our salat. It was narrated by Uthman. Uthman came to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Allah's Messenger, the shaitan intervenes between me and my prayer and my reciting of the Quran, and he comforts me." Thereupon, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There is this, that is the doing of shaitan, who is known as kizab, and when you perceive its effects, seek refuge with Allah from heat and speed three times to your left." I did that and Allah dispelled that from me, that you say to your left side, "Ahusubillahi minash shaitani rajim," and you spit to it as well.
Then the third one is married. It is known as the strongest of. Subhanallah. It is known as the one that is more wicked than Shaitan. And we still have Ifrit. Ifrit is known as the strongest one of them, and their leader Iblis. Now come to the question as to why do we still see people committing sin in this holy month of Ramadan. It is well known that Shaitan has nothing to do with those who are committed to the true meaning of fasting. Such people are saved from the Shaitan influence during this blessed month of Ramadan. Those who adhere to fasting rules and do not violate the etiquettes of fasting on one hand and fulfilling its condition on the other will not be affected by Shaitan or by the whispers of Shaitan. The hadith does not prove that evil and sins completely and totally disappear in this month, since the evil happens for many reasons other than the devil, such as bad habits, bad people, bad deeds, and so on. Therefore, it is not astonishing to see someone getting involved in magic or committing sins during the month of Ramadan. The hadith points out the great reward and forgiveness that a person gets in this month, and that devils as that bad habits decreases, such as if they were put in chains and not completely and fully eradicated. Abu Hurairah stated that the devils that are put in chains during Ramadan are those who can't approach those who sincerely fast for Allah's sake and who commit themselves to the high morals of fasting, such as lowering the gaze, refraining from doing any sorts of harms to others. There are those who Shaitan will not have power over during the month of Ramadan. The rate at which people sin for a noticeable level, they are not completely eradicated in this month of Ramadan. And those who sincerely fast for the sake of Allah, that knows the true meaning of Ramadan, that knows the true meaning of what they are doing, they will not be affected by Shaitan, the accursed one. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from Shaitan, the accursed one. We will not be tempted by him, the outcast. And may we be among those Ummah that sincerely adhere to the rules of Ramadan. And may our fasting be accepted, and may we be rewarded in this month of Ramadan. May all our du'a be answered. Amen.
Rabbana salamna fusana wa hilam tafri lana wa tarhamna lana kunana minna lokashirin tumma sabila ya sarawu. Oh Allah, make our way easier. Amen. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. مع السلامة.